Well, I mean, I think we're looking at it pretty realistically that, you know, it's going to be a heck of a matchup, and it's a big game. You know, we're going to have to put a lot into it this week to try to get the upper leg up in the preparation, and then, you know, go over there and play. And play in a place that, you know, we haven't won in a little bit, and play well.
How much do you guys think about what happened last year there in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I think we certainly are aware of it. I mean, it's not going to have any bearing on this week's game. I think it's when you look back at the offseason, certainly it was disappointing to finish our season that way. But, you know, moving forward, we've all worked out in the offseason, and we've all started a training camp, and we've all began this season with that really not in our minds. I mean, just wanting to get better and be a better football team. So certainly, you know, to start the offseason, it was tough to deal with. But I think we've all moved past and moved on to that. And, you know, they're trying to do the same things they did last year, and we're trying to get where they are.
How have you guys gotten better in your mind since that game?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, at least I try to speak defensively. I think we're trying to play, you know, a better team defense where we're trying to get everybody to the football. And, you know, a lot of the guys we have back, you know, we're out there. You know, we welcome Rodney back. But, you know, you just have to continue to do the things that you're successful at. We can't try to play like somebody else and try to look and see what they did or, you know, look and see how other teams play. We have to go out there and we have to, you know, play the defense we know with the guys we have.
Looking back, just to as we're talking about team defense, three sacks, how much of that was a result of other people doing their jobs in defense? And do you always try to kind of strip sack when you get a chance?
Well, I mean, I think any time that somebody makes a play, more times than not, other guys are involved. So certainly anytime you get a sack, unless you're pretty much free to the quarterback, there has to be some sort of coverage element. You know, I think on the third one, I think Junior and I were trying to work a little game, and obviously he came in there and, you know, drew a lot of the attention, and I was able to come by there. And then also, you know, with the strip sacks, it's, you know, it just gives you another opportunity to get the ball. Really, that's probably the worst, you know, ball security guy on the field is the quarterback when he's looking to try to make a play. And if you have some awareness, you can usually get it out.
How do you contain Dallas Clark?
Well, I mean, I think he's a good tight end. He can run like most receivers. And, you know, they split him out and they bring him in. Certainly look for him to get the ball. I would say that he's one of Peyton's go-to guys, and he's tough to cover. I mean, because he runs well. He runs good routes. So how do we do that? I don't know. I mean, he's had good success against us.
You guys used three safeties to Tim Witt against Dallas. Will you do that again, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the times we play – personnel-wise, whether it's three safeties, whether it's five linebackers, I mean, you know, safeties are cover guys, safeties rush, outside linebackers rush, cover. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of different combinations out on the field, as we do every week. I mean, if you look and you say, well, we got three safeties, but, you know, guys may be playing different positions. You got outside linebackers playing rush guys. So, you know, we're going to get guys. We'll have 11 of them out there.
How has Joseph Addai improved from the last time you saw him in the AFC Championship game?
Well, I mean, I thought he was pretty good last year, so obviously he's had a really good season so far this year. His ability to read his linemen and their blocks and his cutting or his jump cutting, you know, ability in the hole is pretty impressive. So, you know, it's going to be important for us to try to, you know, stay in there with them and not, you know, when you start dancing, I mean, those guys can dance and cut a lot better than we can. So he's certainly a good runner inside. I think that's the thing. You see holes that aren't there or creases, and he kind of waits them out and cuts and kind of dips in there, and next thing you know, it's 6 yards.
How important to you is the potential playoff home field seeding, you know?
Well, I think right now, John, I think it's real early to start to talk about that. I mean, I think we need to continue to play our schedule as it presents itself, to continue to build by going out there, practice, and playing well. And really, you know, week 14, then you start to look and say, well, you know, here's where we're at. At least, you know, I remember back in Pittsburgh when we did have home field advantage wrapped up 1 year. I remember Bill, you know, kind of resting the starters. You know, this is Bill Cowher I'm talking about now. So, you know, we've really never gotten into that here as far as, you know, looking down the road and seeing what's going on. So I just remember, you know, when we had home field wrapped up in Pittsburgh, Coach Cowher resting some starters.
Are you surprised sometimes when you yourself are on offense that teams don't pay more attention to you because usually, you know, you come in, especially this last game, you were wide open.
I mean, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I mean, when they do, I don't get the ball, and when they don't cover me, I get the ball. So, you know, you could only stop so much down there. I mean, it's either, you know, drop everybody off and play the pass and let us walk it in, you know. So I'm not running out there every time thinking I'm going to score.
So they're better off covering Randy Moss than you?
I would always cover Randy before me.